Welcome, NBA Top Shot fans. Everything Top Shot with up-to-date news and information. We will be providing knowledge to further your experience at NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. Hosted by the master of many things, Mr. Devin Buter, an NBA podcaster and fan. Please remember to hit that like button and subscribe with the bell. Information in all these podcasts is for collection purposes only. And now here is our host.
Hi, I'm Devin, and this is NBA Top Shot Hot Drop, episode number 66. Dugout Dog, Spiritual Therapy for the Soul, special live stream edition, Friday night regular. So this is episode number 2. I hope you guys are having a great week. Remember to follow me on Twitter at thedream34. .pcc.eth at djdev420. Also, subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel NBA Top Shot Hot Drop. We're going to be specializing in dugout dogs for the next few weeks here, or good month, and up to mint time, which we're getting very close to. And we're really excited to be offering a team effort here right now. Also, make sure you follow Dugout Dogs on Twitter and hit that like button and the notification bell for the YouTube channel there. So we're going to be going ahead and joining the live spaces like we did last week. I'm extremely excited to have you guys in here. And it's going to be one of the most chill episodes that we've had in a while. Overall, this podcast has been going for a little bit here, episode 66, but tonight is really going to be a healing episode. I'm really, really excited to have the momentum and the opportunities that we have. Get my mic here. With this super all-star team that I'm a part of with the Dugout Dogs here. So I'm going to go ahead and join their spaces. I'm sure they're starting that up. They've got the official Dugout Dogs link on Twitter here. Let me pull that up. I'll also keep the music going in the background here so we can keep the good vibes going. So, yeah, again, for the YouTube channel and all the subscribers here, I appreciate your patience. And, just kind of kick back. Get some food, get a beverage, put it on in the background. Get ready to go out tonight, or you're just in chilling. This is going to be a vibration of energy for everybody to really just circulate, right? This is nothing that needs to stay with you. So let me go ahead and see what I'm getting here. I think I got it. Yep. Here we go. We're getting in here, guys, on the spaces on Twitter. Yeah, you got me in here as the co-host. Thank you. I appreciate it. How's everybody's Friday going? Let's go. Happy Friday, everybody. Cheers. Hope everyone's doing well. Hope spring is starting to open its eyes. It's happening where I'm at. We had a bunch of rain today. Some really magical things going on with the earth right now. I feel like it's a interesting time. We'll talk about that a little bit tonight. Yeah, what's the temperature?
Right now it's 3 degrees. Ooh. But I think it was a little higher. Hit around 7.
It hit 17 yesterday, I think. Yesterday or the day before, it hit 17. It was pretty hot for us.
Wow, guys, that's intense. I grew up in the Midwest, so, you know, Chicagoland area, so the intense freezing cold and wind and all that. I'm definitely, I wouldn't say used to it anymore, but I know what that's like. That's no joke. But you know what's cool about that? And you can see that, you know, areas and geography, they do reflect an energy that I think the local community kind of absorbs and reflects back. And I think when you have that cold weather, you have to come together, right? You guys, you gotta get excited about your sports. You got food, you got Putain holiday, right? I mean, that's like, well, come on. So there's these things that take over, and that's the same thing with Chicago. It's intensely cold, so you get these people that are inside, so they're rooting for their sports teams and, you know, having beer and eating delicious food and pizza. Well, I don't want to get back into that talk. We did this last time with the food. But I think the cool thing there is you guys, they're human spirit, right? We counteract. I don't even want to say it's negative. The cold can be beautiful, right? Don't you guys get some cool ice sculptures and icicles and the silence of the snow? I feel like that's a really cool thing. Yes, the cryo chamber, that was one of our prospects, was actually had that equipped in Dubai, if we remember. But the ice bath is another thing, but the cryo chamber is definitely something that is amazing for you. It's supposed to stimulate, right? I mean, that's, we can talk about that on Monday, but it's supposed to stimulate that fight. We heard the doctor talking about that, those cold showers. I'm not saying I'm doing it. I'm the opposite, man. I'm like, I need warmth all the time. I'm kind of okay to be a little bit lazy.
I hear you totally.
But I groove on that stuff. I think it is cool to just take that. You know, we have some parts here in the mountains and the trees, and like when we go on road trips and stuff, or we go camping, and you come by these really cold mountain lakes, and they're just crystal clear to the bottom. That's epic. You know, like you just jump in there and it's pure water, ice cold, and it just blasts you and you get out and it's like, woo, let's go. Endorphins. So we're rolling. We're into the first week of May here. Beyond excited about the momentum of the community. I think we're just showing up in so many ways every night and offering things. And it, you know, it takes time and it takes you know, us as the originators here and the new people that are coming in, but everybody that's been here and supporting us, it's really, you know, our energy that is the source. You've seen that with all the successful projects. There's a story that's being unfolded, right? But we're also getting the input from the community. So I think you guys showing up here and being here tonight is really special. And we are going to be recording this, and also the stream is going on YouTube. If you do want to drop in and watch for a little bit, you can as well. And also it'll be released on the podcast. So I think I want to try, and I'm really big into improvisation. You know, I grew up in a huge musical scene. We brought this up last week, and Jackie had mentioned that, you know, he hadn't had that experience to get to see some live music at this point. And I made it a goal to never, you know, never get competitive or count my concerts. Cause when I was younger, I had friends that saw a bunch of shows and, it was always, oh, I saw this and that many times. And I was like, I'm just going to go and experience this. But the energy that I think we can share when you're really alive and moving and dancing, you go back to cultures and the fact that the human body is capable of so much when you're breathing through a cardiovascular exercise, you can actually achieve a bit of a psychedelic state. And so that combined with rhythm and dancing and moving and smiling. And then the cool thing about a concert is you have other people there collectively celebrating, a lot like this space, a lot like our community. And you look up and you're smiling. And it's not about what kind of car you drove or what stocks you bought or what NFT you're holding or any of that. It's all about that human vibration and that connection. Now, where I think the magic is going to really pop with NFTs, again, we're babies, right? It's really the most beautiful thing about this journey we're on is that the community can really affect the direction that it goes. You think about corporations, and yeah, you can buy stock and you can vote and so forth, but you really don't have a lot of, we are here creating this. So if we can decide, all right, we're going to project this vibration by sharing it, coming up here tonight and saying, hey, this is something that I'm experiencing or seeing or want help seeing, or it doesn't even have to be help. It can just be, hey, what do you think about this? I felt this at this time, or this person said that to me, or you know, Gina, I think is, thank you for being in here, Gina. Gina is amazingly transparent and shares, you know, the way that she's feeling and the things that she's looking at as not obstacles, but challenges, right? And that's what, I think the oneness that I love about life forces, right? Like you think about a forest, you think about the animals, you think about the river, you think about humans when we're symbiotic with the earth. We're all here to, I don't even like the word help because we don't need help. We just need to be alive. And we're alive when we're connecting and when we're looking at each other's eyes. Think about when you look in a baby's eyes. My sister just had a baby the other day. It was a magical emotional day for me. It was, you know, just to have that happen in such a beautiful way. My sister is such a goddess, and it's her second one, and it's just, I guess I'll share with you the kind of the day. So and I really believe in this stuff, and this is going to go into kind of the antenna philosophy, and then we'll open up to having you guys, if you want, raise your hands, or at any point if I'm talking, if anything inspires you, please come on up. I think that's something I really want to do. I do that all day with kids and parents, and I have these amazing interactions with people where they're sharing something, and I get to kind of just be open to hearing that humility, and then reflecting back maybe something that might be more visible at that point. So I'll give you this. So I receive in the middle of the night, you know, you don't even realize you get it. Check in the morning. I'm like, what is this text? I got it in the middle of the night. It's a message about one of these goats that I had met over the pandemic. And I always thought goats were pretty cool. I've seen like videos about like people doing yoga with goats. And I just dig animals. You know, you go to the petting zoo, and sometimes those goats are a little ornery because I think they get over pet and stuff. And it's like, come on, like, just give me space. But these goats are epic. They're like Angora goats and dairy goats and meat goats. There was a variety of them. And I got to meet this goat and spend over 10 months with this goat. And I'm gonna keep my stability here for the podcast. So this is something I'm exercising, not letting my emotions override me. I've already had a lot of emotions about this. And I'm not even gonna say goat anymore. So here's what's cool about it. Her name is Sapphire. She's a gorgeous Angora with curly horns and black wool over her eyes, but her eyes are just a bit visible. And here's where, and this could be cool if you guys want to just visualize with me and close your eyes or just relax and just try and see this beautiful soul. She has these eyes that are infinite in wisdom and healing energy that is at its purest essence, like if you could drink it. And all at once while you drank it, you would feel like it was teaching you and hugging you and holding you. And she was the ultimate matriarch of the farm and the goats. She had birthed so many of the goats and kept such order and balance. And it's just a lesson about, you know, to even, it's a celebration, and to even feel sadness, it's, I don't even think that's what it is. It's such a confusing, I think we've decided as our specific present culture, there are beautiful cultures that celebrate, I don't like the word death, whatever we want to call it. I don't want to turn this into a religious, you know, obstacle, right? This is really just about being open and sharing feelings and thoughts. And I don't know, but I believe. And this matriarch just was so gentle and taught her son, who had these giant horns, to not like buck me. He would let me pet him, only if I pet him first. But she would always come over and, you know, lay on my lap and nudge up against me and hear me and see me across the field. And I've been away from her for a good year. And I was about to, summertime's coming, and I was about to be going back and spending a bunch of time with her. Oh gosh, so there it is, Jackie. That's, thank you for bringing me back, man. She, that wasn't her. There, her, she had babies and older, the ones that grew older and did that. She was so in harmony. She would get out every once in a while and get a little excited and stuff, but she was just this peaceful. I think she was pretending to be a goat. That's why, like, when I talk about her, I can't say she was a goat. I gotta just, Oh my gosh.
She didn't want to get out at most points, which is, that's amazing. You know, like, if she wanted to get out and she wanted to go for a little stroll, she would get out.
Yeah, and I like that you brought that up, because she really helped the other goats kind of hang. There was this balance that, so I'm really excited to get back there and see. And I think, you know, it's interesting when the word goat just doesn't summarize what these creatures are. They're so amazing. So here it is.
That's why we call, like, that's why we use that word, that name, like, you're a goat. That's why it gets used like that, because goats are just awesome.
Yeah, ultimate level. I love it. Yes. So she decides that she's going to just, she's old. And, you know, I get a message from my farmers that she's kind of moved on. And and then my sister has this gorgeous baby. And so it's just this antenna that I think I'm aware of. It's like, hey, life is happening. Life is moving. And it's all about celebrating. And we celebrate birthdays, we celebrate births. I think this passing time should be a hoedown, right? Like a celebration. Like, you know, you bringing up that stuff about the goats, like, it just makes me feel so good because that is what her honor was. She was like this, I'm just the mama here, guys. Like, we're going to stay. We're going to be good. We got all the food. But anyways, the eyes of the goat, magical spot. Check them out, guys. If you have goats around you, spend some time with them. But I have a couple stories that I would like to share with you tonight that were really inspirational for me on a spiritual side. And I think I maybe would like to save that for another spot, unless it seems like a good time to do that. But I wanted to open it up to anybody that has joined the spaces, anybody that might be joining, or anybody watching on YouTube. If you join the spaces, if you want to come up or share anything, that, and I'm going to give you a little idea here just to inspire you. Something that you might have seen that was magical. And I'm a huge believer in discovery, right? Like you leave the element to what is in front of you. So it can be simple. It can be, I saw this, you know, little bird do this, or I saw this tree do this, or I saw the rain happen, or I saw the snow, or, you know, so anything. Maybe somebody laughed. Maybe you helped somebody. Maybe you noticed somebody, a stranger, do something cool.
How about Elon Musk more than Neuralink?
Give me more.
Even integrating your consciousness, like this is way down the road, he said, but integrating your consciousness into AI. So theoretically, you could live forever.
Well, that's the gold, right? Because my dad has talked about, you know, you don't really remember anything from 1 to 5, right? And then after that, you just have these stories that you're told. You have little moments you can grasp. But the nostalgia and the identity that you establish, like when you go back and visit home, or you go see old friends, or you go to your old high school, or there's something about that for humans to really establish the journey, right? This is a magical journey we're on. And if you can bring that to a level where now while we're living, we realize that we're investing in what you just said, something that we're leaving behind, and somebody can go in VR and spend time with us. So the art, the work of art that we're creating as a human is stored in that metaverse. Oh my gosh. I mean, that's just beyond.
But I mean, this brings up another hot topic too. Would you want to live forever?
Well, I believe we already do, just from feelings and experiences I had. And I feel like being a teacher, I'm, you know, being in
but
the
consciously, I can't speak right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
like you knowing yourself full and well, like, and actually living like say 1,000 years, like, you know, for full well, like, yeah, I'm in this robot suit now. I can keep on trucking for about another 1,000 years. You know what I mean? Like, how would that, like, sit in your mind? Like, do you think you'd want to do that? Do you think you'd eventually want to, you know, come to rest?
Well, I mean, we can really go. I'll go full blast on this with you. I like that. What if tomorrow you and I release that exact suit? And there's only 1,000 of them. How fast do we break whatever we release that on?
Very true.
The question is 1,000,000%. And even if I decide not to get in the suit, because between that time we figure out, and even if I'm in the suit and 500 years from now there's another planet, or we find out that reincarnation exists, or the only fact is nothing. Here's the coolest thing. Oh, I love this one. The only constant, Jackie, the only constant is that nothing stays the same. So if we can just accept that part as a celebration, as a gift of the most curious, magical experience that we're offered. Yeah, sometimes it sucks because we're like, wait, I'm here. I made it. I want to just celebrate and be stoked. And like, but that's not what this journey is about. This journey is about that river we talked about last time, where you're coming around the stream. We don't stay at that island where those fruits are dropping, right? We're still going down the stream. So we have an opportunity here with this Elon Musk having any attention to wanting to do metaverse or Neuralink or connect that. It's already coming. It's kind of like when you see the storms and the tornadoes and you can look on the radars, you know they're going to tap somewhere. And that's really where we're at. We are in a beautiful lightning storm in like the Midwest right now with what's going on. You can see it off in the distance and it's just gorgeous, but it's crackling with power. And it's going to be absolutely intense. And there is going to be a lot of energy that's going to get mischanneled or misused or whatever. But I think there is beauty. And that's the thing that we get to do here tonight. So you bringing up something that Elon Musk would be interested in is that technological side. But one thing I do know that he also is invested in is the spiritual side. He is an extremely spiritual dude. He wouldn't have been able to think about any of the things that he's had. So I have so much faith and trust. And just to veer off a bit, but also stay with the Elon Musk thing, what is going on in Austin? I mean, Austin is vibrating right now with some really cool stuff, with all that comedic energy, with the Tesla factory there right now. That being a place that a lot of that SoCal energy moved to is really interesting to me. I've never been. I've passed through. But it's really curious to me because I'm a firm believer in that collection of energy. And when humans get together and they start to celebrate, you can really cause a lot of change. And let's talk some stories here, guys, because I looked up some for you. And I was lucky enough to have a fabulous friend years ago that was a religious studies major. And my whole journey religiously has been interesting. You know, I grew up a Lutheran and went to a Lutheran school. I remember going to like church in the morning. It was really interesting. And then you know, as I grew up, we went to church at times and stuff, but I had friends that were Jewish. My mom's best friend was, and I started to realize, you know what? I like a lot of parts of different religions. And then when I met this person way many years later, she shared with me one of my favorite, gods from the Hindu religion. And it is Ganesh or Ganesha. And the cool thing about this god is that you can ask for, and again, it doesn't have to be that you're believing in this religion. It's just the belief that there is something else out there that can support something you're looking for. And so we have obstacles. And so in this religion, they believe in a elephant god. You may have seen it. It looks like a little boy, a little chubby boy with the elephant head and the multiple arms. And normally you'll see a rat at the feet. And there's normally treats in some of the hands. There's multiple arms. And I'm going to read to you a little bit about this and just grasp what you feel. And again, I appreciate you letting me share this with you. This is very much like story time. I do read this to young kiddos because it's just magical. So breathe it in, close your eyes, do what you need to do, get cozy, kick back. Thanks for being here. Lord Ganesha is the son of Lord Shiv and Goddess Parvati. He is considered to be a combination of four creatures, a four-creature man, elephant, man, mouse, and snake. His vehicle is the mouse. He has four hands, a big belly, and the face of an elephant. In his hands, he carries a rope to help lead the worshippers to truth. He also carries an axe to cut away the devotees' wrong attachments, and Lado to reward the devotees. Lord Ganesha is a very popular god, and there are many interesting stories about him. Here are a few. So Parvati is his mom in this story, and Goddess Parvati wanted to take a bath. This is really interesting. She's taking a bath, and she needed someone to stand guard at the entrance and not let anyone in till she finished her bath. So she took the sandalwood paste on her body, and she created the form of a boy, and she breathed life into it. She told the boy, his son, to stand guard for her and not let anyone in. Lord Shiva returned after some time, and he saw the boy. He did not know that the boy was actually his son. The boy refused him to enter, which angered Shiva. So in his rage, he cut off the boy's head. When Parvati came outside after taking the bath, she was horrified and she was filled with rage upon seeing her son's headless body. She threatened to destroy the entire creation of her son until he was brought back to life. So Shiva asked Nandi the bull to go and bring the head of the first animal he sees. And Nandi first came upon an elephant on a search, and he brought its head to Shiva, who then joined to his son's body. He named him Ganapati, Lord of all the Ganas, and he gave him a boon that he will be worshipped first before any beginnings. And so this is how this elephant god, this little boy, was born. If you've ever seen this statue or heard about this before, if you groove on this, it's a really amazing obstacle remover. So I'm going to read something about the moon here, Ganesh and the moon. Ganesh loved sweets. So his devotee always offered him sweets, which of course would make him happy. One day, a devotee gave him lots of sweets. Ganesh was so happy, he sat and he ate till his stomach was full. Then he got up, he gathered the remaining sweets, and he started slowly towards home on his vehicle, the tiny mouse. The mouse couldn't bear his weight, and it tripped, which led to Ganesh falling off and the sweets scattering everywhere. Ganesh was embarrassed, and he quickly got up and he gathered all the sweets, looking around to see if anyone had seen him fall. The moon in the sky, who saw all this, started laughing. And as he found it really funny, he was proud about his own handsome feature, and he has always found Ganesh's pot belly very funny. Seeing him laugh filled Ganesh with anger. He called the moon vain, and he cursed that anyone who looks at the moon or Chirti will be wrongly blamed. The moon realized his mistake and begged Ganesh to remove the curse. Seeing this, Ganesh softened and forgave the moon. He told the moon that he couldn't remove the curse, but he would reduce the impact. Anyone who looked at the moon on Ganesha Chirti could redeem themselves by looking at the moon on the second day of fortnight and listening to the stories of Krishna or Samataki Chaman. So this is, you know, I'm pronouncing some of these, I'm probably butchering some of that Hindu names, but this magic of the moon. I want to just pause here for a second. I love listening to that story about Ganesh and the relationship with the moon. The moon Come on, guys, the moon. It's free. It's this amazing gift in the sky, smiling at us, right? When you have that full moon, or when it's peaking, or when, what about when you look up during the day and you see the moon? This is this infinite wonder, this magical story unfolding between us. We still don't know what that connection is. We know it moves the tides. I know it personally affects me very, very emotionally. Again, thinking about musical events I've been at and concerts and seeing the moon, it always seems to be somewhat in line with some of those events. And there's just, you can go back with all religions and the Mayans and the calendar of the moon. That's a heartbeat. And so there's this dance with something that's so far away, which is firm. And one of the things that I don't think is being... encouraged or inspired, or here's what we're doing, sharing with each other that there is some great unknown magical power that does exist, that we as that egotistical human group do not know about. We must just stand in awe of. And anytime we do, we feel glorious. We feel that's why we're here. We get goosebumps, right? That's why our body's able to produce that. It's to tell us you are in a special channel of energy, a special zone. And, you know, I'm blessed to be on this front line with kids and watching them just be in the moment and see a snail. And then, you know, go in the grass and build a little dirt cave for the snail. And, you know, think about it the next day and collect ladybugs. And all that magic going on all around us, it allows me to be that. And that's a gift. You know, and you think about how teachers are so underpaid. But I made that decision. I don't know. I think I might have shared it in here. I made that decision that was the gold mine, is the free imagination, the free gift of the moon. Oh, check this one out. Oh, I love that I got here. All right. So I told you at the beginning that we're getting some more rain, and I'm in a very high vegetative area, so the forest just starts to just activates. It just starts to speak. It starts to vibrate. It starts to talk to the earth. And we're in the classroom, and the kids are going through their appreciation cycle, which is after we play competitive games that are all healthy, but they're competitive, we come back and we acknowledge each other for, you know, you get to pick somebody and look at them and acknowledge them for their participation. And while we're doing this, it starts to rain hard. And there's this gorgeous, like, evergreen tree, like, right outside the classroom there. And it's there every day. It's there on the days it's not raining. It's there on the days that, you know, I don't notice it maybe, or they don't. Or but this particular day, it was as though it was raising its hand and wanting to do an appreciation. Because that's how you get a number. You get to appreciate if you raise your hand. And I pointed out to the kids, I said, guys, look at that tree right now. Like, that tree is so happy. And we all paused, 25 kids or 26 kids. We all paused and looked out the window. And this tree, and I really want you to just envision this. I'm going to let my dog, it wants to be part of this story. So just stay with me. This tree, we're all looking out the window. It's raining, misty, beautiful morning after celebrating with a group of elementary school kids. Here comes my dog. Hold on, I gotta let him in. Come on.
relaxing.
Relaxing. Okay, so we're looking out at this tree, and there's like these kind of like colory bluish light around it, and the kids are not saying that, but I'm looking at them, and we're all just looking at the tree collectively as a class, and you feel like this tree is almost, it's almost, I'm going back to my goat saying a goat. I don't like saying it's a tree. It's a vibration. The tree, but that's because it helps you guys see it, is going, yeah, thank you guys. I am here. And I'm having an awesome day. It's raining. I'm drinking. My roots are in the earth. And you guys are seeing me. You had a good day. And there is the symbiosis, right? And that's what's gorgeous about this NFT community. We are symbiotic, even if you're not in the same project. The success and the success and vibration that we all create is contagious. Positivity is contagious. When somebody says something negative, or something negative happens, or maybe we lose a little bit on our Top Shot account, or something goes down, the most beautiful thing we can say is this is a learning experience, or this is a opportunity for us to grow. But the negativity is people scared and anxious. So we're going to go hug. So here's another cool analogy, and this is an awesome one. When I tell this story about this evil king to these kids, and that's a tiny teaser for you. If your ears are open right now, that it was a massive... I have not talked about this at all. This king is so evil. I mean, I just... Oh my gosh, if I could tell you about this king. He's not ready to be unleashed yet, but... The kids want to fight him, right? You tell kids a story about a bad guy and they're going to go beat him up. That's what happens in all the movies. What happens in Star Wars, you go fight Darth Vader and stuff. But what we need to do with anything negative, any negative vibration, is we need to give love. That beats everything. It's the hardest thing to do. It's almost like a test. It's almost like you have to look at it and go, really? You want me to be Michael Jordan right now? You want me to go ahead and dominate? You give me a challenge? That's just what I grew up on. I grew up on Kobe and Mike. And any time I meet somebody that is giving me that, I turn it around and go, you know what? I got to give you some love. Not always. I'm human. I've definitely hit it hard and fallen on my face and gotten upset and let that flow through me. But when I've been able to circulate that love and give a hug, and maybe not even directly, right? I just move on with my day and I go love up other people. I know it's going to get to them. It's the most essence of what we're here to do. And so I'm going to go back into my boy Ganesh here. And if you go back to the story and you think about this elephant head, he has a broken tusk. If you can look at this Hindu god, Ganesh, when you see these pictures, he's got a broken tusk on his face. So I want to share how he... Actually, wait a second. Is this the one? Yeah. Okay. According to one of the stories, there are multiple, Ganesh came to visit Lord Shiva, and as he wanted to thank him for providing him with the power and the axe that led to the victory that he had over one of the other gods and the kings allied with him, Ganesh stopped from his visiting, saying that his father was sleeping with his mother and he didn't want him to disturb them. This angered Purushma, and he started fighting Ganesh. Ganesh was winning, but Purushma threw his axe at Ganesh. Ganesh did not block the axe, and he knew that it was the gift of his father Shiva to Purushim, and the axe cut his tusk. So now this elephant has had this battle with this god, and he's displaying his amazing tusk sitting on the throne, missing the tusk. As Ganesh had an elephant head, there was no girl ready to marry him. While every god had someone,
He did not have anyone. This angered him, and he started creating troubles in marriages of other demigods using the help of his mouse friends, because remember, he was riding the vehicle of the mouse. He asked them to dig holes on the way in which the wedding procession of the demigods went. So they complained to Lord Brahma, who agreed to help them. He created two beautiful girls, Reedy, wealth and prosperity, and Seedy, intellectual and spiritual power. And he married them to Ganesh, hence solving the problem. They had two sons together later. So Ganesh also brings not only the removing of obstacles, but these two other goddesses, wealth and prosperity, and intellectual and spiritual power. So I, again, not a Hindu, I'm not believing in these full-on religions, but I'm picking apart stories that inspire me as a human to wake up my consciousness. And this is the key to tonight. Why I'm talking to you about Ganesh, to the simplest form. Removing the obstacle that is fed to us every day, guys. When you wake up, when you get off this spaces, when you move on with your weekend, you are going to be bombarded with things that are going to be asking you to be insecure, to buy this, to think about that, to compete with this, to move away from what your gift is. So this idea of Ganesh is more of a consciousness. It's going back to the antenna of saying, I'm going to remove that space in my brain, space in my soul, space in my energy, and replace it with dreaming, manifesting, envisioning, loving, sharing, all the things that I want to breathe and look out and see in my other humans, I want to see in the world. And so we're offered that option every single day as a human. And we may even wake up in the middle of the night, right, and have anxiety and be like, oh my gosh, is this going to work? I know that happens to me. I have some of those times like you're like, I can't do anything right now. But your brain is trying to trigger that fight or flight of the things that were fed throughout the day, and we're not encouraged or triggered to do, which is just inside us. It's there. And so I just want all of you guys to know, everybody listening and everybody that you look at or talk to or share or spend time with this weekend, it will get to them that you guys are loved and you're part of something greater and magical than we even know. And that's the coolest part of it. Like, we don't need to know that. What we need to do is go to the magic show and believe that there's magic. Like, why not? It's the coolest gift that we have as humans. Imagine, dream, and then, wow, here it comes. It's happening. Oh my gosh, that person said that. Or now I'm living here. Or now that's happening. Oh, wait. Now I've met this obstacle. This challenge has come. Somebody, oh, here's the big one that life loves to throw at us. It can be an animal. It can be a job changing or a death there, right? This word death, like just think about like saying it. It just doesn't feel good to say, right? But it's part of the human existence. It's part of everything going on around us. Nothing in its physical form stays in its physical form. So if we think about an energy source, that seems to move around, right? Like you can watch that in a lightning storm. You can watch that in a rainbow. You can watch that in laughter when a comedian does stand up. You can watch that when Dr. Martin Luther King speaks his I Have a Dream speech.
you can see this wave of energy that is undefinable and unspeakable. And that does not die. And therefore, if while we're here, we join that celebration of energy and giving into that and feeding that and being one with that, there's your robot suit. There's your $1 million robot suit right there. We are so blessed. Billions and 7 billion people on Earth. And we've found each other here. We're in this NFT space. We are a tiny little ant of existence, guys. We swim in it, so we feel like this is big. But we're a vibration that's just beginning. But the coolest thing is we found each other. All of us are doing all these things that I'm talking about and more. This isn't me. I don't own this stuff. I'm just watching the movie. So we've got all these creators, these inspirers. Look at these PFPs. Again, it's like Stone Age. It's like basically when you had the Stone Age people living in the caves. I think back to when I watched the Flintstones and see those cartoons about the Stone Age people and just dragging each other around and hitting each other on the heads. Like, that's really where we're at. We're so basic. We're all dying for something more, like something more magical. And here's the cool thing. We are on the cusp. It's about to absolutely explode. Like, all it's going to take is interactive metaverse where I can go, hey guys, I'm going in there right now. And I walk in and Jackie's in there as his PFP. Harley's walking in there as a Flunk. We got dogs in there. We got Ja in there, Nam walking around with that super cool cat. Like, I get to pet the cat on the head. And it's already going on in VR chat. So that's why I'm saying we're not far from it at all. The problem is we are in like Wizard of Oz time zone, and NFT time is torturous. We all wake up, we look at our accounts, we see what our value is. We're waiting for the next drop. The creators are doing that because they want to meet the satisfaction of the community. But it goes back to when you watch a commercial and you get blasted with go get Taco Bell or go buy a car, or there you see the same damn commercial on these, you know, the playoffs with basketball and stuff. And it's like, it's so sterile and quick and artificial. What's real are the people behind the collection. So what we need to do is stand up as a NFT community and say, what's the true power we can be? What can we really manifest? And I personally, and I couldn't imagine anybody disagreeing, would like that part of that to be somewhere in there, that we're investing in humans, that we're going, this PFP project isn't about a profit or what you value or what airdrop you're getting, or yeah, that stuff's cool. That's a party. Hell yeah, we want a party. But wait, what are we really doing here? Like, don't just fluff me. Don't just send me on a commercial run. And then that eventually runs dry. You don't have an endless, well, this isn't freaking Leprechauns here, right? Like, are you just going to keep giving stuff away to keep people happy? What is that? You got the kid, here comes the airplane. We're just feeding you over and over. That's not what it's about. It's about the actual human behind this. And now, what are we going to do to invest in humans with our PFP? And guess what? We haven't done it yet. We have not come together as a community and filtered out the mechanisms that manipulate us and control us and been real. And this is the opportunity. And we're going to see. That's what's going to succeed, really. And I don't want to, you know, make predictions or put other projects down or any of that. It's never about judging. Everybody's given a shot. Everybody's part of collective inspiration. But I truly believe the projects, the humans,
Look at it. It's already there. Look at the legends we talk about. I talked about Dr. Martin Luther King. You want to talk about Bob Marley. You want to talk about Jim Morrison. Why? Story. These are amazing stories that these humans have gone on, these souls. There's animals going on it. There's plants. The earth's going on that journey. Guess what? You're going on that journey. And you're going on that journey with us. And that's the new power. You need to be part of that story. Your journey is magical. It's epic. You have a gift you're forming. You're going through trials and tribulations, celebrations, magical moments, and you're showing up. That story needs to be told. And that's what you're getting with this team here, right? And this is not a show. I'm not looping this all back around into any kind of, but you've already seen Dugout Dogs is not going, all right, make sure you're getting this. Here's all this. We're not pumping all airdrops and stuff. You guys are getting storylines on these prospects. You're getting every single team member showing up and saying genuine stories about themselves, goals for you, things that they care about and really believe in and doing themselves every night of the week. And that's a model. That's contagious energy. Again, that's still in its stone age. We're not even close. Can you imagine if Monday Motivation was going on in the metaverse and we were all our PFPs running around in there doing squats, doing jumping jacks, doing planks? We'd be laughing like crazy. And we have little baby goats in there from Go to Goats come running. I mean, there's infinite things that could go on with this, and it's coming. So let's do it, guys. Let's get the antennas up. Let's celebrate the removing of obstacles. I want you to look into it. If anything inspired you that I told you about Ganesh, that surface material, I could read to you all night about this. There's epic stories. And really, he's a kid. He's a kid, and it's imagination, and it's sweets and treats and overcoming evil. And believing that there is a battle of evil and good or tree, right? Like talking about trees and goats. And these names we put on things become obstacles for seeing a collective energy of oneness, right? And that's what I want to acknowledge with the PFP projects, especially the flow. Really adopting each other and supporting each other and collaborating and talking positively and not like, hey, we're going to be having mermaids and oh, they're not going to, like what? No, this is about a vibration of oneness. This is an opportunity to magnify that and say, here is art collectively coming together. And I really envision, I mean, really check it out. If there could be an NFT, the movie, where you go and take every one of these NFT projects that signs in, and all of the people holding get a certain percentage if they sign in for their character to be in there. Would you not freaking go buy a ticket and go to the movies to see your PFP in a freaking movie? I mean, that would be epic. These are stories waiting to be told as cartoons, as movies. All these characters need to meet. They all need to meet and hang out. Like, they want to. Like, look, they're doing it right now. So, it's oneness, guys. It's oneness. Put on your space helmets in the morning and put the antennas up and know that I am doing that and I am sending out all the energy that I get blasted into me from these amazing kids and all this magic I see. I don't hold on to it. It funnels through me and I shoot it back out into the universe. So I want you to know I'm doing that because, especially Crypto, you with that awesome helmet on, you got to put those antennas up because it's going to blast into your body and you're going to be like, yeah, you're not even going to know why you're feeling good. You're going to be like, I just got tickled, right? And we're going to blink. I'm going to blink, guys, and our moment is going to move into that celebration I was talking about. Like when we come in and we have all our family members waiting and our mom gets to hold us and
we get to start getting taller and seeing up on the counter. And we learn how to ride our bike. We learn how to throw a baseball to our friend. And then we graduate high school and we start dreaming about what am I going to do with all this? And before we know it, we're a full-on adult or a goat or a tree or whatever we're labeled as. And then what's after that? It just starts moving. And so the time is now. It's right now, guys. It's tonight. It's in your next breath. To be as magical and amazing as you can be. And love as much as you can. And breathe in through your nose and blow out through your mouth when you feel anxious. And know that I'm doing that and sending it to you. And let's just do it. We're here right now. Let's just do it. There's nothing to lose. And I do want to be humble and let you know it is not easy for me. I definitely get sad. I definitely get down. I definitely hear that voice that says things are going to be tough or it's not going to work. But that's part of it. That's part of the resilience, right? That's part of that. That little beautiful flower growing on the edge of a cliff, right, on the ocean. And when the wind hits it, it stands strong and it holds true. And it lets the sunlight flow through it. It lets the earth feed through its roots. And it stands tall and strong and it grows. And it becomes beautiful. And it's happening all around us. That's what I'm saying those antennas are for. You got to think the creatures, the animals, the plants, the flowers are talking to each other and laughing their ass off at us, busily getting in our cars, stressing out about our emails, getting on our computers. And they're like, we're right here, guys. It is so epic. And they probably giggle when we just sit down or we take a walk or we find a beautiful spot or we jump in that cold lake. And like, yeah, look at that mountain. That's the gift. So I want to bring that into the metaverse. I want to bring that into the space, bring that into this family of Dugout Dogs. We're vibrating it for you guys. Eat it up. That's your gift. That's your giveaway. Give it away after we give it to you. Give it away. Share it. Cycle it. Channel it. Well, we got a good groove going there. I can keep going here. You know me, but Jackie, I do want to open it up. I want to thank everybody. We're at a good hour here. It's been an epic start to Friday. Thank you. Thank you. It's
I just was sitting here working away on some like unrelated work, but it's really keeping me in the groove and keeping me working. I'm loving it.
Thank you guys. I really appreciate it. And everybody here listening, I think I'll give you a little bit and then we can wrap out or talk a little bit, but I do have another thing I want you to think about. Is put your feet in the earth, get in the sand, get in the snow, get outside. It's got to be hard when it's 7 degrees, but find a spot where you can just be in that earth and know that we're in a galaxy. There are other planets doing things and putting energy out and other vibrations going on. And we, again, want to label things scientifically and call them aliens. Do you believe in aliens? Well, now we're at this decision now where we like to go, are you Republican or Democrat? Believe in aliens? Do you not? Do you this? Then is Earth flat? It's an obstacle. What's hilarious about it, where I go back to the trees and the rivers laughing at us, is those arguments are actually 100% agreeing. They're agreeing that there is some great unknown that we don't have an answer to, that you just have to believe that there's something greater and magical that you are not only observing, but are a part of. And so I've talked about it on the previous, the first episode, and it's about your gift. And you have been incarnated as a human, right? You plopped into this amazing journey. And it's light speed. You might as well get in the Millennium Falcon and look over at Chewie and say, hit it. I mean, you're on it right now. So what are we going to do with this gift? And I do not say that to ever have it be a stress. Like, I don't know what my gift is, right? Like, I remember in high school, it's like, oh, well, what are you going to be? Well, people would tell you what you should be. You talk to your guidance counselor and they don't ever say anything that you're like, yeah, that sounds awesome. Like, wouldn't it have been awesome if they said, hey, Caleb, you know, you're going to create this epic baseball NFT. You're going to have to really persevere and push through it, but you're going to be part of this epic team that's not only going to create inspiring art that's founded around the most amazing American and Canadian pastime, but you're going to bring people together. You're going to bring people from all over the world. You're going to have people come in and share personal stories about themselves. They're going to talk to people like they love them, like they're part of their family at Thanksgiving dinner or celebrating poutine with them or going for a walk on a beach with them. Because guys, I really want you to hear this. And I know you know this when I say this to you. I'm just going to say this. I love all of you. I care about all of you. I want all of you to have happiness and peace. And I want you to feel beauty and magic. 100%. That is everything that I believe and feel and breathe.
We love you too, Dream. Thank you for being here tonight and being on our team. You inspire, I can probably speak for everyone on the team. You inspire all of us.
Thank you, man. It's collective, right? It's not a... That's the most beautiful thing. It's like, I love the analogy about the Millennium Falcon. Like, I'm in the ship, man. Like, I have totally decided to walk up on that. Think about the dudes that ride on that ship. You got Obi-Wan, Chewie, Leia, Han Solo, and Luke. I mean, think about the minds and spirits and souls of those characters. They 100% believe in everything we've talked about tonight. And notice I just said, it's not me talking, guys. Everything that I'm saying, you all collectively want to hear and are saying as well. It's just a reflection. And so when you look in somebody's eyes, and when I look in my dear, beautiful Sapphire's eyes, that was a reflection. And she said that to me. And she's, you know, to go back to my Star Wars analogy, she's like kind of like Yoda, you know, like she's gone to that spot now where she's always with me. And she loves that I'm not calling her a goat right now. And it's just that greater belief in magic, so. Let's go, guys. We've got a good weekend rolling here. And some magical news coming. I want to make sure everybody takes a deep breath right now before I kind of tag what we're looking for the rest of the weekend. So let's all do a collective in-breath, really deep, like you're about to blow up a balloon. And just everybody on the count of three, let's do it together. One, two, three, in. Hold it for three. Two, one, huge exhale. We're going to do three more of those and I'm going to count them. I want you all to do them, but I want to walk you through these. So when I say one, two, three, it's going to be a giant deep breath in. And what I want you to visualize on that deep breath is this is going to be closing out the spaces. is you're going to be breathing in all of the things that we've talked about, all of the beauty that you've seen this week, all of the magic and beauty you're anticipating coming and bringing into your life, and all of your ancestors and beauty that is in your past. And when you breathe that in, I want you to fill your body and your soul and your muscles and your heart and your brain and all your toes all the way out to your fingers. And then when you exhale, I want you to envision anything that's holding, any heaviness, any anxiety, any pressure, anything that you don't want is captured by all that love and magic, and it escapes. And we're going to do three of these big ones. And I want you to let your brain tingle on that exhale, on that third one that we do. So we're collectively doing this for ourselves, for each other, for all of the spaces on Twitter, for all of the NFT projects, for all of the world. It's going to vibrate. These three big breaths. On my count, you're going to breathe in. On the three, hold it. I'll count for a three count and then a giant exhale. On the second one, it'll be a five count. On the third one, it will be a seven count. Here we go. Big deep breath. One, two, three. Holding for one, two, three. Big exhale. Here we go. Big deep breath on the count of three. One, two, three. Holding for five. One, two, three, four, five. Big exhale. Let it out. Here we go, guys. This is the big one. Bringing in all that love and light, radiation. Think of all the amazing crystals and mountains and islands and dolphins and beauty in the world. We're going to breathe it in right here. And I'm going to count a 7 second hold. And you're going to do the most amazing exhale and just let that vibration hold. Here we go. Big deep breath in on three. One, two, three. Big deep breath in. Hold. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Let it go. Let it out. Let that universe. Yes. Yes. That is going so far out into the universe, guys. I felt that. Thank you. Yes. Come on. Woo! That's how we finish these. And that's improvisation. You have to listen. The antennas are up. Don't plan it. You have to, right? I'm not saying just go. Have a structure, but let the universe, let the earth, let energies guide you. Listen to it. If you don't listen, it flies by you. These creators wouldn't be sitting here if they didn't listen. You guys wouldn't be sitting here if you didn't listen to that magic. Go out and get it, guys. Share it. Be excellent. Be beautiful. Celebrate. Celebrate. Humanity. We are investing in each other, in the earth. Vibrate. I love you guys. Go get it. I'm dropping the mic, guys. That is the end of this episode. Good night.
Oh, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you coming out every Friday. And this, man, this is something I look forward to throughout my whole entire week.
And you know, Jackie, this is forever, man. You got me forever, buddy. It's worthy at this point. We are celebrating. Hey, it's Friday night, guys. You guys go out and celebrate and get this love out there. Hug people. You got to get, and I actually have a UPS truck picking up Jackie and delivering them to Caleb's house for a hug. Like, he doesn't know that. They're literally going to put a box on his porch. They're going to cut little holes in the box there, tape them up, and Caleb's going to be, what is in this giant box? Jackie's like, get some flapjacks ready. I got to get out and eat, but I got a hug for you, my brother. Let's go, guys. Celebrate. Happy weekend. Smile. Sleep in good. Be beautiful. Good night, guys. How you wrap up an episode. I appreciate everybody that has been watching, anybody that checked in. Again, hold on, let me get my mic back here. You can't hear me. Again, everybody that comes in here and is patient, you know, with us transitioning and doing some dugout doggies. The dogs, you already know, so I don't need to preach on that. Have a beautiful weekend. Channel it. Anything you need, let me know. Other than that, how do we end it? Enjoy it. I wasn't ready to drop it. I'm going to do it again. You like this. So I didn't, I like the dramatic close here. So I'm going to give you a good one and I'm going to enjoy it here. Hold on. I need the right song. All right. Ready? This is how I wanted to do it if I would have done it. Actually, let me just toast you guys. Your little beer toast. Cheers. Thanks again for joining. Remember, let's do this right. Enjoy it. Give me that.